From studio musician, producer, pianist, and vocalist, he's back. Gordon Mode is here with All Things New.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome back. It's part two of our series with Gordon Mode, featuring brand new music from his new project. It's All Things New. Our second installment starts right now with my guest, Gordon Mode. Mode from the project All Things New on Daniel Britt and Friends.
This song to me, Gordon, the one that I'm talking about is On the Other Side. It's a nice song, and I hear a female that comes in, does a duet. This has an Amy Grant kind of style to this whole song.
Well, I appreciate that. Michael Boggs and Jason Cox wrote this, and that sweet girl you hear on there is my wife, Kimberly.
I figured.
I tell you, she's the best I know. we're excited about this song. This song is going to get some CCM, Contemporary Christian Airplay. This will be our we had a top 10 in the inspirational market with a song called "Don't Let Me Miss the Glory," and we got to number 9, and it did open some doors for us. This song is such a song of encouragement and has blessed so many already. I can't hardly sing it without getting emotional, because I know people that have gone through every little thing, every little picture the song paints. And of course, the verse that talks about the blind man opening his eyes, and the first thing that he'll see will be the face of Christ waiting there with open arms to welcome all of his children home on the other side. I can get excited about that.
Absolutely.
This song, I think it encourages so many. All of us are looking forward to heaven, but especially people who have just lost a loved one. Forward to seeing them on the other side. But anytime you can sing a song about heaven, it's pretty special.
Gordon Mode project is All Things New. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
On the other side, the homeless have a mansion of their own. On the other side, the widow no longer walks alone. On the other side, the lame run down the streets of gold. On the other side. On the other side, the blind man will open up his eyes. The first thing that he sees will be the face of Christ, waiting there with open arms to welcome all his children home on the other side. On the other side, there are no more goodbyes. Every heart will be unbroken, every tear wiped from our eyes. Oh, sorrow
child ever will hold that precious baby and let go of the hurt. Oh, how she's waited for the day when she will see that little face. On the other side, there are no more goodbyes. Every heart will be unbroken, every tear wiped from our eyes. Oh, sorrow has no grip there, and death.
With his wife Kimberly on the other side. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
The second song I heard when I popped this in and randomly went through the tracks was Do You Believe, this rhythmic driving sound, and you can tell you had some fun with this one.
Do You Believe in Love? I got to be honest with you, the people at the label did not love this song. They did not understand why I wanted to record this song, because really, if you only listen to it a couple of times, it doesn't sound like a gospel song. It doesn't say anything about Jesus. It doesn't talk about for the hardcore gospel music fan, this song, you know, they may not like it. But let me tell you why I wanted to record it. I feel like if the church did a better job loving the way Christ has called us to love, and I'm saying us, not them, I'm saying us.
Right.
If we did a better job loving, we wouldn't have to sell the gospel. We'd have lines out the door trying to get into every church in town. We wouldn't have 200 at a concert. We'd have 20,000, and we wouldn't have to promote it. We wouldn't have to do anything. All we'd have to do is open the doors and say, come. If the church loved like we're called to love. And I am very convicted about that.
Yeah.
And I wanted to record because everybody wants to be loved, and everybody, no matter what walk of life they're in, thinks that they have felt love. But everybody certainly wants to be loved by someone. But the love that Christ has for us is unexplainable. But the best way we can show the love of Christ to someone, it may be just helping them in some way, being there for them to talk to. It's not always just writing a check.
Yeah.
It's getting out there and getting your hands dirty and loving on people who the world might call unlovable, whatever that means to you. But yes, I believe in love, and I know love can change a heart, can change somebody's world. And so that's why I felt like I should record this. And I had a lot of help on it. Josh Turner came in and sang on it. Darius Rucker, Cheryl Crow, Scotty McCrary. Matthew West and I kind of share the duet with those people coming in. And Gabe Dixon sings a little bit and plays the Fender Rhodes, and we go back and forth with solos. So it's a groovy little tune.
Gordon Mode and Friends then here on Daniel Britt and Friends. This is a great tune. Do You Believe in Love? It's from All Things New.
Thank you.
everybody, you believe in love. Do you believe in love? Yes, I want to know if you believe in love. Tell me you believe in love. Don't let them change your mind. Tell you that love is gone. Love ain't gone. It might feel that way, but it's been here all along.
Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and my friend Gordon Mote is here, and as we're talking about some of his friends, some of these great names in country and gospel that you've worked with, I want to kind of take a side road here for a minute, Gordon, and talk about some of these. Now, you may not have worked with some of these, or you may have, I'm not sure, but with some of these that have hit the news this year in recent times, obviously the passing of George Jones. We've got Randy Travis, who was hospitalized and was in some serious conditions recently. And then with Loretta Lynn's passing of her daughter just this week at the time of this taping. Do you want to talk about any of those three I've mentioned in particular?
Well, George Jones, I've worked with several times, and he read album credits. And I, you know, you never know if they do or if they don't. But when I introduced myself to him, I said, man, what an honor it is to play for you. I've wanted to be on something, with you forever. And he said the sweetest thing. He said, I know who you are. We've tried to get you before. And they had. But I didn't know he knew that. You know, the producer is the one that usually – you know, calls and sometimes the artist is involved and sometimes not, but it was so sweet of him to say. And then when we left that first day, I'll never forget, we were leaving the studio and I was going to say bye to him, but he was talking. And so Kimberly and I went out and got in the car And as we're kind of backing out of the parking lot, here he comes running over to my side of the car, the window, and I pulled the window down and he shook my hand. He said, "Man, what an honor it was to work with you today. I loved it. Can't wait to do it again."
Wow.
And we'll do it again several times. Randy and I have been good friends for, I don't know, 10 years maybe. Three Wooden Crosses was, I think, the first song of his I ever played on. And but Randy is just a good guy. I know he's had some tough times as of late after he and Libby split up. But man, there's not a bigger heart than Randy Travis. I'm gonna just tell you straight up. And we all go through stuff, you know. And I can't tell you everything that's going on in his life. Now that he's got this virus and it's hurt him so much and his health is suffering, I don't know what's ahead for him, but I know that he loves the Lord and I know he knows the deal, and I'm sure that more now than ever he's leaning on Christ and he's had some time to think about where he is spiritually and otherwise, and I'm sure if you could talk to him today, he would probably say that he's in a good place.
Gordon Mote is with us here. By the way, the project is All Things New, and it really is. That's a new project of new songs and jam-packed. I mean, in this day and age, Gordon, and I know you know this better than anybody, working as much into it, and I'll say it again for those who may not be as familiar with your work, you're a great studio musician. You've spent a lot of years doing that, as we've talked about some pretty big names in music. Also time on the road as a pianist and vocalist for the Gaither organization, and now again full time into your solo ministry and solo concert tours. So with all that being said, the trend, the way technology has changed, the way our world has evolved into the music industry now, which I'm talking about, is kind of back to the beginning in a sense. Would you agree with this, that it's almost like we're seeing a world where it's back to the singles, back to the little records that had one song on one side and one song on the other side, and that's what you put out there and hope the world accepted it?
You bet. That's exactly right. We're cutting singles.
Yeah.
In every genre of music, because a lot of people hear their favorite song, they go download it. You know, like there are apps now. A lot of the radio stations have apps. If you hear a song and you want to buy it, you just click on the song and it takes you right to iTunes and you can buy it from right there. So yes, we're cutting singles now. And so every song's got to stand on its own. I'm still the guy that wants to cut an album that if you listen to it from front to back, it reads like a book. But in the real world, I understand that we're cutting singles. And so every song has to bring it, and it's got to have a purpose. I feel like I don't want to cut a song unless I can tell a story about the song, how it's affected me, or how it's affected someone close to me. I feel like it's really important, especially those of us who are in Christian music, to make sure that every song we sing, we have a reason for it, because we have a huge responsibility to make sure the theology is right, but to make sure that we have something to say. It's not just about getting up there and singing fun songs, although I do a lot of that. I try to and entertain people. But you need to have something to say, or you might as well stay at home. Time is drawing short for us to be able to share the gospel. And so I feel like every song's got to hit the mark.
And the project that we're listening to today is All Things New with Gordon Mote, and a song that I would imagine is going to be very, for the Christian and in the Christian faith, these songs really can be sung all year, but especially when you get around the resurrection and Easter. There's a song here, "Meanwhile Back at the Cross." What's the origin of this song?
Well, Chip Davis, Doug Johnson, and Kim Williams wrote this, and what is so funny, they weren't trying to write this song. They were working on another idea, and it was a gospel type song, although all three of those have had a lot of success in country music. But they got off on a tangent, and Chip said, "Meanwhile, back at the cross," Kim said, "Oh my goodness, that's a That's our song. That's what we need to be writing. And so anyway, that's kind of where it started. And basically the song, I think it sings like a movie. I mean, it paints such a great picture. But it kind of reminds me of the song The Champion that Carmen did years ago. The devil thinks he's got this thing won. I mean, the thing that he likes to attack most of all are families. But he loves to attack churches. He loves to attack us in many ways. But the song just talks about how the devil is attacking us and thinks he's winning this war. But meanwhile, back at the cross, all is not lost. Forgiveness is bought by each drop of his blood. It falls to the ground. Mercy abounds. I mean, man, that I get excited singing that song, and I think people will really love it.
The devil laughed and said, I've won. God has lost his only son. The brightest star no longer shines. Finally, this world is mine. Then he gathered all his demons near. He said, we have conquered love with fear. Meanwhile, back at the cross, all is not lost. Forgiveness is bought with each drop of his blood that falls to the ground. Mercy abounds as Mother Mary's tears fall down to see her precious son pay the cost. The devil said, we'll use their pride. We'll attack them from inside. Fill their hearts with vanity till their differences are all they'll see. Black and white, rich and poor, justify their holy war. Meanwhile, back at the cross, all is not lost. Forgiveness is bought with each drop of his blood that falls to the ground. Mercy abounds as Mother
is All Things New with Gordon Moat here on Daniel Britton and Friends.
Hey, Gordon, when you're out on the road or just when a sports game is on and you're ready to just snack away or indulge or have that favorite food, Do you have like an unusual concoction? We always hear about Elvis and the peanut butter and banana and mayo or whatever type concoction. It may sound really kind of ugh to a lot of people, but to a select few, you included, fill in the blank is one of your favorite foods.
I don't have an unusual concoction, but I tell you what I love. I love, my phone is ringing right now, and it's the Alabama Fight song. I think we should pause for a moment and hear this wonderful song, this University of Alabama Fight song. No, when I have ice cream, you know, you can go to Sweet CC's and do all this stuff. You can go to Marble Slab or whatever. But when I'm at home, I like to get me some homemade, some Bluebell homemade vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
There's more than just ice cream and a carton of Bluebell.
It really is. I mean, they've done a great job with that homemade vanilla.
I love that. And then I like to put me some pecans on there. And some chocolate chips and some hot fudge and maybe some caramel. Son, that is a good eat. And if there's some double stuffed Oreos anywhere close, that's another one of my favorite snacks. We were in Ketchikan, Alaska, and Dr. Jeremiah told us about this place that I'd been to before called Ketchikandies. They have the best dark chocolate covered Oreos you've ever had in your life. That's what food's going to taste like in heaven, I assure you. It is unreal. And my other favorite snacks, you know, game time, I love hot wings, you know, boneless or whatever, I don't care. But hotter the better. I'm telling you, I love to get them hot and, you know, just all those snacky game time foods.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for good wings, though.
You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends with Gordon Mote. So let me ask you this question. What song, Gordon, that you did not record has impacted you the most?
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious. That is hard.
Well, it's hard because you've been involved in so many recordings, not even just your own.
You know what I think my favorite Christian song is still to this day, or at least one of my favorites. I used to love it, and we didn't sing it every night. The vocal band didn't sing it every night, but we sang every time we sang it. Man, it is. I loved it. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Man, yeah. That's my story. And if we're honest, that's all of our stories. You know, we're left our own devices. We're pretty poor off. I mean, we're not very good on our own. But the blood of Jesus, thank God for that. Because we all, you know, His mercies are new every morning, and I sure need them. Because I fail.
Yeah.
I try so hard, but the good news of the gospel is the Holy Spirit helps us to live this Christian life. We couldn't do it on our own, and I truly am just an old sinner saved by grace. I love that song. That's one of my favorite, that's got to be one of my favorite Christian songs.
So right now to sing it, the Gaither Vocal Band on Daniel Britt and Friends.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am. Saved by grace. I'm just a sinner, saved by grace.
to claim as mine the victories God has won. Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing sinner, saved by grace. I'm just a sinner, saved by grace. When I stood condemned,
song Gordon Mote has identified as one of his all-time favorites. We thought we'd include it here as we're listening to songs from Gordon's new project, All Things New.
And it's chock full of some great tunes, and I tell you, you couldn't do a Southern Gospel album with a song title with the word ain't in it. And this has got a honky-tonk kind of sound. Ain't that just like the Lord?
Joyce Martin Sanders and her sweet husband Paul came in and helped me sing on this one. I love all the biblical examples that this song puts out there. And you know what? When things seem impossible, when things just seem like there's no way out, ain't it just like the Lord to come and save the day, to come and make it all good?
Yeah.
And so I love this little song because it just talks about how good God is.
Shepherd boy could knock a giant down, or the mighty walls of Jericho tumble to the ground. It's impossible to think, harder to explain. Three boys are standing in the middle of the plain. One thing I know is true, when nothing but a miracle will do, ain't it just like the Lord? See, but all things are possible for those who will believe. So in your time of trouble, don't listen to the doubt. Stand upon the promises and praise Him.
Gordon Motes with me here on Daniel Britt and Friends. And hey, Gordon, when you wake up in the mornings, I don't know how much of a set schedule you have. And I know you have probably your normal time when you're at home versus what happens when you're on the road. But an ideal morning for you, what is an ideal morning routine? Everything is going well, you get a good night's rest, and then the day starts. What are kind of some of the events that you like to have happen, and in what order?
I go grab a cup of coffee. I go out on my screen and porch, and I'll either listen to a sermon, or if I'm doing a Bible study, I'll listen to the stuff that I'm studying. I'll find some way of a quiet time. It's always the way I start. If there are days that I fail to do that, but most days for me start that way. And then I get me another cup of coffee, and I see what the kids are up to. If it's a school day, if it's not a school day, I'll just drink that cup of coffee. But then I'll go up and hit the elliptical and the exercise bike, and do that for about an hour, and listen to music and have my prayer time while I'm up there. Listen to music that I just love. I don't have to learn anything. I just want to listen to something for entertainment purposes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I cool down because I sweat like a hog, and I get a shower and go to the studio. That's mostly. Now, this morning, for instance, I got up early and went and rode my tandem bike with a friend of mine, Mike Gingras. We went and got out on the Natchez Trace and did about 20 miles this morning. So, you know, when I can actually ride with somebody, that's always fun. But he and I are out of town so much that those days that doesn't happen every day. Yeah. But anyway, that's how a typical morning goes for me.
Nice, nice. Gordon Mote and All Things New is the project. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. And by the way, you can find this at gordonmote.com, among other places. But that's a great launch pad there to go and start your search for Gordon Mote and then go to other places. And I'm sure you're doing the social media thing too, right?
Oh, yeah. You can do Twitter at Gordon Mote. And we've also got a couple of Facebook pages. And so we're out there, and we want to communicate with all of our friends out there. I love hearing from you. I love to get your emails. I love to get your Twitter messages. All of those ways of communication are so good because it used to be, you know, we'd sing these songs and wonder if it got past the front row. And if somebody didn't come to see you in concert, you never heard from them. But now with music, I mean, you know, you release a song and millions of people can hear it right that moment because they don't have to go to the store to get it. Yeah. They can download it or whatever. And it's great to have the communication. And we love that. I love to hear from you. And I would say that on behalf of all Christian artists, that's what it's all about is hearing your stories and knowing that the songs are encouraging you and ministering to you.
Gordon Mote and the project is All Things New, and enjoying the conversation and the tunes here around it. One more song that we need to talk about, and this has kind of a medium tempo to a country inspirational song, though, and it's Broken Open.
This song is important to me. I wrote this from a real a place that I think a lot of people can relate to. And I wrote this with Kyle Matthews and Frank Rogers. And we got together one day to write. We didn't know what we were going to write about. We didn't have any preconceived notion. We just got together, knew we wanted to write. And so Kyle said, just start talking. Just talk about your life. Tell your story. And Kyle knows me really well, but, you know, it's like, just talk. And so we just started talking about everything. And I started talking about he said, tell me about what it was like growing up, being a kid and being a teenager and being blind and all your friends having sight and all this. And that's something that I don't talk about very often, but I started talking about that. And I said, as a teenager, my friends did a really good job at including me, but sometimes I felt like they did it because they felt like they had to. You know, they all had cars and, you know, they let me tag along a lot, you know, holding onto their elbow, and we had a lot of fun. But I couldn't help but feel like sometimes that they were just letting me tag along. Didn't really want to, maybe, but they did. And I appreciated that so much. But there were times being blind, it was kind of lonely. And people didn't understand, I don't think, what it was like to not have sight and watch all your friends get cars and be able to go wherever they want, whenever they want. But when you need or want to go somewhere, you've got to depend on someone. You know, I'm independent to a great degree. But when you can't drive, that's one of the big holdbacks, especially when you're teenagers and you're going and doing and all this fun stuff. That wasn't the only reason that I felt kind of lonely as a kid. But, you know, being blind certainly had its challenges. But there are a lot of teenagers that feel lonely. I would say that most do from time to time. They don't feel accepted for one reason or another. Or they don't feel cool. They don't. There's a lot of reasons. But we all have those moments, Daniel, that we feel lonely and kind of separated. But I think in my situation, at least, it's helped me to be much more sensitive to my kids and what they're going through as teenagers. I got two teenagers, Samantha's 16 and Parker's 13. The little one's 5, so he's got a way to go. But not even to, not just to teenagers. I mean, to all people. I think when your heart is broken and you go through a time that's tough, I think your heart is broken open to what other people are going through. I really felt like I wanted to write this after we started talking. So I came up with a musical hook, and it just started coming out. I mean, all three of us were just having idea after idea, and it took us about 3 hours, and this is what we came up with.
It's a good song. It's Broken Open, and a creative title, creative thought there that Gordon gives us. And it is Gordon Mote from the project All Things New here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I had a revelation. What I thought
Mote is with us on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends' new project Spotlight, as we're really diving in and hearing exactly what this new album has for us. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier about being blind. So I kind of wanted to ask this from your perspective, because I've been asking a lot of artists, a lot of people this question. I thought it was a pretty cool question. But it usually involves this setup in the question, that if you did not have a mirror to look into. So I want to hear your response to it, Gordon. How old do you feel? If you woke up tomorrow with amnesia and you did not know your birth date, you didn't know what year you were born, and nobody knew it, and you just had to try to guess how old you were based on how you feel, how old do you think you feel?
Okay, is this after I've ridden my bike for 50 miles?
Yeah, really.
or is this not a day I rode? Man, that's a good question. You know, I feel young. I really do. I'm 42, but I feel like I felt when I was in my 20s. I mean, I had the one knee thing. You remember a couple years ago?
Yeah.
NQC, I tore my MCL on my left knee because I was jumping on the trampoline with my, at that time, 3-year-old, and it had been raining, and I had just come in from the road, and he was about to go to pre-K, and all he wanted was for daddy to jump on the trampoline. Well, how could I turn him down? I've been gone for 4 days. And so I went one way and my knee went the other. So at that time I felt a little older. I was having a harder time getting around, but yeah. It's all healed up. I feel young, man. And I tell you, this 5-year-old, Ashton, he keeps us young.
Yeah.
Now, when I feel on top of my head and there's not a whole lot of hair there, I'm reminded that I'm not as young as I once was. But as far as just the way I feel young, man. Yeah. I really do. I feel I've still got lots of energy, and man, I'm ready to go. I'm grateful because I do have friends that talk about how old they feel and don't want to do as much as they used to. But I think with young, you know, with kids, you don't have a whole lot of choice. But, you know, I love it that they're so involved. You know, Parker's playing football and baseball, and Samantha's involved in the arts. And Ashton, I mean, like, when we get through this interview, I've promised him that we're going to go jump on the trampoline. So we're going to go jump and we're going to swing, and he's got our whole day planned. So, you know, I feel young, man. I really do.
Mm. Well, and by the way, we'll let you get to Ashton here in just a minute. I got one more question we'll close with, and that just, we've talked about it a little bit, but obviously things have changed. I mean, it's not the same world from a music industry point of view that it was even 10 years ago. And so with all the changes, you've got the Twitter, the Facebook, the social cam, websites, iTunes, and you could go on and on. Ultimately, I think people are more distracted than ever. And what I mean by that is, to get a message across, you've got to work 2-3 times as hard just to break through the noise. So how has that changed maybe your concert part of all of this? Now, we know that how you have songs that are sold as single songs versus as full albums a lot of times on iTunes. But when it comes to the concert, have you found that you've had to change it up a little bit just to hold attention or to try to break through what's on their mind?
Yeah, you have to entertain a crowd more than you ever have had to. And I love that. I mean, I love making them laugh. And I love, you know, I had a lady come up to me and she said, not long ago, she said, "You made me laugh and cry at the same time." And, you know, but that's the beauty of music, is it can kind of run the emotional gauntlet, you know. And it's kind of like, I heard a guy ask Bill one time, "Do you call what you do entertainment or ministry?" And he said, "You know, you'd have to ask the person that bought the ticket." And I kind of feel that way too. You know, I think if you don't entertain a crowd, you're not going to get their attention so that you can really minister to them.
Yeah.
If you entertain them, man, they're listening to every word you say. They're watching, you know, my hands, you know, on the piano. I get a lot of comments about that. Man, if you have them in your hand, then they're going to hear, they're going to get the message, and it doesn't matter how young or old they are. So you've got to take them, you know, on a journey. And I find that if I tell them stories about my life and where I am right now, spiritually and otherwise, they realize, hey, he's just a real guy. He's going through the same stuff we're going through. And it doesn't matter. It's like Mark Lowry says, you know, we're all going through the same stuff. We're all the same. I just happen to be the one holding the microphone. That is so true, you know. But we all serve this incredible God who knows exactly what we're going through and who wants to see us through it. He loves us so much, and all he wants us to do is call on his name and rely on him for our strength. There's an old song that I've sang many, many times, and I still sing it quite a bit. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And I love what that song says, because truly, we can't live this Christian life on our own. When we try, we stumble and fall. But when we let God take control of our lives, we are in good shape. And so at the end of a Gordon Moat concert, I hope people leave encouraged. I hope people leave having laughed and cried and had a good time. But more than anything, I just want them to leave knowing that God loves them, and that no matter what they're going through, they can trust in him, because he's got all the answers. He may not tell us what the answers are today or tomorrow or even in our own time, but he'll tell us in his time, and his time is always perfect.
And with that, Gordon Moat, by the way, we've told you several times, but you never listen. So we got to break through and make sure you're not distracted. It's GordonMoat.com.
That's right. Concert schedule and bio pictures, you know, anything you could ever want to know. Of course, all of our product is on there. You know, I have people email me all the time and say, hey, can we get soundtracks, or can we get blah, 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 whatever it is. Anything that we have, product or otherwise, you can find out about it at GordonMoat.com. That's the first place you ought to go.
And do that. And tell them you heard about them here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Gordon, you're great to take the time to spend with us and to listen to these songs and give us some quality music. I mean, that's not to be taken lightly, the fact that you put so much time and energy. And bottom line, it takes a lot of money to really put out music that is this caliber. So thanks for doing that.
Well, you know what? I couldn't have done it by myself. We've talked about the producers and great musicians here in Nashville, and the label, everybody at New Haven, the people that work with me. I'm telling you, it's harder now than it's ever been to do what we do, and I couldn't do it without a really great support staff and people that work with me. But the most important people to me, Daniel, that helped me are my wife and my three children. Kimberly is such a support partner and prayer partner with me, and we just celebrated 21 years as a married couple. Nice. And you know, she's still my girlfriend, man. We still the thing we love the most is just hanging out together and being with our children. I mentioned our kids. Samantha's 16, Parker's 13, and Ashton's 5. I'm so grateful God gave me such a wonderful family, and I couldn't do what I do without them and their support. So I just want people to know how important our families are to us. And while it's really, really hard leaving them when we go on the road, our families know that it's a calling. And when God calls someone into the ministry, he doesn't just call the person you see on stage. He calls the whole family. And so I'm grateful that my family, along with myself, can answer that call. And thanks to people like you for playing our music. We couldn't do what we do without you either. People in radio and the people that buy our music and support us with their prayers and by coming to the concerts. And we're all in it together, my brother.
That's right. It's when God calls one, he calls a bunch. It's no Lone Ranger syndrome.
That's exactly right. But I appreciate you, and you know how I feel about you and people that work with you. So
you're very kind. And again, thanks for your time. And Ashton awaits. So just, you know, in the entertainment industry, this is where we don't say break a leg.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I've got a puppy that's ready to play too. So between them, they're going to run me ragged today, but it's fun.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.